Right? So you kind of go telling your brain, so that's the happy brain. Your brain can do anything you tell it. If you tell it, like, you silly, you can't do this, that's impossible, your brain will go, okay, that's the order, I take it.
Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Sean Block, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into those fun hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. Welcome back to Happy Brain. My name is Sean Block. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we have Jolly Vasella. She's a clairvoyant master healer and mindful energy coach. And she's putting me through an exercise today to get me in touch with some of my intuition. And she's going to share tips and tricks that she uses with her students to help them become more intuitive. At the end of this session, she's going to give you some information on some free sessions that you can take with her to learn more about these topics. Energy and energy work is something new to me that I've just started learning in the last maybe year or so, and I think it's really powerful, and I really enjoyed this particular session, and I will do a follow-up episode a little bit more talking about any follow-up I had from our session today. So with that in mind, strap in, get ready to learn a little bit about master healing, clairvoyancy, and intuition to make your brain a little happier. Hi, yeah. This is Sean, and I'm back with Happy Brain. I have Jolly here all the way from the Czech Republic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm awesome. Used to working at these times. I work the American times mostly. So,
I thought of one thing to ask you here. So if we were at a cocktail party, just having, you know, a few drinks, laughing a little bit or whatever, and I said, so what do you do? How do you describe people who know nothing about clairvoyance, energy work, all this? What would you tell them in a short way to kind of give them a sense of what you do?
So first, I would clairvoyantly tune into how clairvoyant the person is to see how much I can tell them, actually, because with most people, it won't make sense to go real deep. So with most people, I would say I'm probably something like a life coach working with energy, intuition, mindfulness. And if the person is a little more open, so I can sense that either they meditate or they will be easy meditating, because that's really where you start using all these gifts. When you sit down and can be quiet meditating, that's where the mind quiets and you can tune into your energy and how you are and what else is there within you and out there. So then I would say I'm a clairvoyant master healer and a mindful energy coach. And if they didn't know what clairvoyance is, then I would say it's heightened intuition, that I go using tools to have heightened intuition that all of us can actually train. And then I go guiding people how to master their energy in their everyday life and kind of being able to drive their life way easier, being able to create and manifest.
Okay, so I walk up to you, Jolly, say, hey, how are you doing? Where do I fit in that scope?
And you fit somewhere in the middle. So you're not very spiritual. That isn't like a huge energy concept that you have from what's beyond your body and what actually energy is beyond you, how you sleep and how much energy you have, because that's how most people translate what energy is. But energy is most consciousness. It's everything around us, within us, how we function, what we are made of. So I would say I'm a mindful energy coach who is very intuitive.
All right. So I get some points for being somewhat intuitive. I've been learning a lot over the last few years. So that's great. Would you just tell us real briefly what the difference between having intuition and being clairvoyant is?
Right. So maybe we should start with what intuition is.
Yes.
So intuition is this kind of like nudging in your body. And it's not your mind. It's really important that it's not what you're thinking, because there's the analytical part we like to tune in most of our Western performance-driven cultures. And that's not really what gives you the guidance. The guidance comes from how your body feels. Maybe what you taste, what you see, the messages that you feel like that are simple. Maybe you see like a bus and you're thinking, oh, I could go by a different bus. if that's how you commute, or you're thinking, oh, I'll take a different route if you are going by car. So that's intuition, not listening really to the thoughts, but listening to the guidance that comes to you really quickly in snippets. And there's different kinds of intuition, as you have gone through on one of your previous shows. You can feel things, you can hear things, you can sense, you can taste things. All of those can be those little snippets of how you tune into that information. And I would say it's like a well of wisdom that is within you and also around you. It's not only within you. And that's where clairvoyance comes in place. You go tapping into more of the within you from also times that you don't remember, and it could be as far as your past lives, but also in the energy field around you. So it's not just you, but you go tapping into the common consciousness. And that's how you can know that someone is arriving somewhere at some time, or how you can know that this thing is on the third shelf and not on the fifth shelf, because how could your brain know that something is on the third shelf and not the fifth one, right?
So you do all this amazing energy work. I know that you said you might want to do just a sample of what you do. Even on me, I'll be the guinea pig just to get a sense of it. And we can talk about maybe we can go from there.
Yeah, sure. So let's highlight one thing that the energy work, any energy work, clairvoyant work can be done remotely. So that's how I'm able to work from the Czech Republic with Americans, with Mexicans, with Uruguayans. You have an Uruguayan descent. I have clients in Uruguay as well. So that's how we can do it right now. So let's tune in. And so that you know, your listeners may not be able to do this really quick because you have to train to be able to tune into someone. And especially during a show. Okay, so let me get grounded here for a second. All right. Now let me just get us into the same energy space. And this is something I would do with a client or a group. I would move us into the same energy room whilst you are actually grounded and present in your body where you are. So there is a strange dichotomy of your energy can be floating, but your body needs to be grounded. And now I work best if you tell me your name three times, your first name and surname or whatever names you identify with.
It's Sean Block, Sean Block, Sean Block.
Okay. And now I get to see the main message your energy is sending me, or we could call your higher self, kind of the soul people like are referring to as the part of you that goes descending into the body, but it actually goes functioning also beyond the body. And when we connect to it, it's very easy giving messages to the reader. So what I'm getting right now is that you are sitting in beautiful, we call it divine love energy. So you are actually connecting to the world easily. You're getting gifts. You are able to plug into abundance easily. There is also growth coming to you really soon. And in the energy world, growth is a good thing, but it's also a painful thing because it means your vibrations are going higher. It's a bit like growing a muscle. So it basically hurts a bit. It can feel like for women, like the PMS syndrome, you're tired and moody. So this can happen to you soon. Is that the Christmas period? Yes, I'm getting actually a little later after Christmas. I'm getting you are meeting someone around 28th. And then there is a part of you that is carrying someone else's energy. I'm getting it's your daughter. I don't actually know if you have kids, but this is what the energy field is telling me. So there is a little girl I can see. She's like 9-11 years old. And I can see you carrying some of this kind of, I need to take care of this being. I need to be nourishing. And are you responding really well as I'm looking at the energy? So what happens with energy when you read it? If it's lined up with the consciousness of the person, they're more aware. Basically, the more aware you are, the easier you can work with energy, the easier it responds when we look at it. So it's a bit like a little kid that's misbehaving. You enter their room and they're like, oh, now I behave well. So that's what happens in a reading where you can move energy and someone is aware. So we are moving the energy that feels heavy of this person that you nourish. And let's see. And now we can look into your body. And let's see if we get some message there of what's going on with you. And if there is some integration exercise, as I would usually bring to the client, so that they don't just get the information, but there is a healing and long-term effect. Okay, so most of the chakras are actually running something we call white, which is consciousness. So you're not really aware of how the energy runs in your body. And the chakra that is most kind of lighting up for me is the first chakra. And then the chakra of identity. So you are really sure of your identity. You're really strong in there. And there's loads of healing from that, which is a really good sign. That means you are not in fear. Most people sit in fear. And then the other chakra I can see that is lighting up at me is your throat. So there is loads of healing that you provide with your throat. So that's not only the podcast, but it's actually how you treat people in the regular life. Okay. And there is kind of growth coming from your third eye. I can see that you are becoming more curious about what spirituality is, what energy is, and you need to release some stuff. So the daily exercise for this could be I become more aware of my chakras. Just at the end of your meditation, if you meditate, if you don't, just you could sit a minute with it and go like, I'm aware of what's in the center of my body, how it feels. And then also I am plugging into my energy awareness and releasing whatever is in the center of my head so that I don't need to be worrying about it and feeling any blocks. And it's really important you don't criticize yourself during doing that. And if you do, amuse yourself at the mind's tendency to criticize, to analyze, and just be there with what is in the center of the body and in the third eye, that is the center of the forehead and the center of the head. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Thank you so much. So I feel like it's interesting. I have been in a period of growth and really trying to learn more about energy too. I've talked to a lot of people, so I'm trying to be aware of it. And I do feel like that sense of helping other people, and that we were talking about that part of the chakra, like healing, helping people. So for me, practical use, you've gone through your exercise, and I'm sure you do this in a much deeper, longer format. but so my takeaways to me is what would be a couple practical things that I would do here. You said to, after sitting in meditation, what should I do at the end of the meditation?
So yeah, at the end of the meditation, as you are there, and ideally you don't do many kind of manifestation meditations. Lots of people do these days. That's not really a meditation. It's mind programming, which can or doesn't have to work depending on the way you are. So you want to be in some kind of mindfulness meditation, some appreciation of what is right now, just simple anchoring yourself on the breath, on the sensations, on the environment. I know that you mentioned some in the previous podcast that you do some gratitude in the morning, kind of picturing what is good in the day. So it's important that towards the end of any conscious work, because if you do any kind of visualization for the day, that is actually employing the brain. So we want to let the brain go, let the brain during the meditation realize that it doesn't have to be on all the time. And that way we plug into intuition and then clairvoyance, because clairvoyance is the next step. So you just want to be quiet at the end of the meditation and just feel what you feel. And with that, you can make more conscious for yourself that in the center of your body is this beautiful energy center pillar. And that what does it feel? What does it look like to me right now? And then your task right now, because from the second chakra to the fourth, they are not really conscious to you. You don't really feel them. You don't plug into them. So don't worry about these too much. Just be aware that they are there. Give it a few breaths and then go into your third eye, because this guy is activating right now. Say hello to it. Notice that it's shining out, but it has some rubbish from your old life when you didn't plug in, sitting in the center, and tell that energy that is not yours, because anything that is not working in us is not ours, to liquefy. Tell this not your energy to liquefy and to go gently through the body all the way out of your buttocks and ask it to get safely and properly disposed of into the earth. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much. It is so great. So when I understand that you have a workshop or an energy type of where you can come and check in. Can you just tell us a little bit about that and maybe how people could connect with you there?
Yeah, so I do a few things. The easiest one for beginners is my energy clearing. It's a group thing I do in English twice a month and in Spanish once a month. And what you do, it feels like a meditation. It's a 60-minute group thing. When you see me, I don't see you, for the comfort, so that you can wear a dressing gown. You don't have to do your hair or anything. You don't worry about like how people see you. You can really be in your comfort zone. And we tune into meditation. We tune into energy. So we actually go looking at the energy within you. So you go a little further in the how you feel your heart. And then I always tune into a topic that is current for the people or in the world. So these days we are doing karma. I've introduced three episodes on karma. That's going to be by the end of the year. I'm not sure when this airs, but then there's going to be something new after. And then we do actual energy clearing work. We go releasing the energy. So the part that you felt in your third eye that I said we would liquefy. So we focus on something like that in the body that is current for all of us that I feel, because I pre-work the energy 3 days before. So that is the easiest thing you can do. It's also the cheapest. So it doesn't really burden anyone's budget, so that everybody... Because I've got this guidance that they're supposed to be coming loads and loads of people of all kinds of budgets. And yeah, I want them to be able to do that.
That's great.
The other thing I do is once a month a workshop that is an hour. So all these things are just an hour. And this month we are doing karma. So most of them are good for everyone. Every now and then there's something for advanced people who can already read energy. So that's written there always. And then a few times a year I do a course. I do an energy course when you learn more and when you learn how to heal and heal others. And it's just a 4-week work where you really turn your life around, get your practice.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
Yeah, so I would say if you want to know what if your clairvoyance is active, and let me just tell you that clairvoyance is not just about the voyance, it's not about seeing. So this word kind of goes umbrelling all the clairs we have. So if you have the heightened intuition, which all of us have, it's just a question about like how far you are on the path. So then you can go and check if you get quick messages about what you should be doing, and that's claircognizance. So let me give you an example. So now I switched houses. I was coming from one house to another. And here is where my mom lives, where I'm right now. And I was taking out my keys and I had a tendency to go and pull out one of the keys. My mind didn't understand why, because there was upper lock and a lower lock. And I wanted to get the lower lock one. Then I got to the door and I remembered why I'm holding the upper one. It was the intuition that my mom is away. And when she's away, she locks the upper one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. I was just like, I just want to open the door with it.
Right.
So these are the kind of messages that you get from the energy field, or it could be within you, kind of knowing that there's a connection to that person or to the place. And go ahead and observe that. And you can also go, and if you know that there is a menu in a restaurant, you can go and check, okay, do I already know what's on the menu? Do I know what kind of special kind there is for the day? So that's what you can play with to kind of realize that there is some real deep intuition within you and give you amazing and quick guidance and make your life way easier.
So as I'm going through the day is to actually try to tap into that kind of sense, see, well, what do I know or want, or kind of just see if you actually are being clairvoyant or whatever.
The first step in everything like this is to set the intention, because when you set the intention, that's where you send the energy and where your focus goes, the energy grows.
Yes.
Right. So you kind of go telling your brain. So that's the happy brain. Your brain can do anything you tell it. If you tell it like, you silly, you can't do this, that's impossible, your brain will go, okay, that's the order, I take it.
Well, thank you so much. This has been really helpful. I've had this theme recently of talking about these type of subjects. So I think it's something that I'm interested in and trying to learn. And I think everybody else is kind of learning along with me. So thank you so much.
Yeah, pleasure. I'm so happy to help and make people's lives easier and lighter.
Okay, so you want to have something to share with us?
Yeah, so to be able to do your exercise on claircognizance really easily, so I have prepared a freebie for you. And to be able to get a freebie, please connect with me on Instagram. You find me under Jali Solutions, that is DJ Ali Together Solutions, right after. And just message me, and it's going to be Brain. Say Brain in the message, and I will send you the free BBD exercise.
That is awesome. So thank you very much again. It's been awesome talking to you.
It's been a pleasure, Sean. You're such a nice being.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.